Three children.
我们有三个孩子。
One grandson.
一个孙子。
Don't we look very young?
但是我们还是看起来很年轻，是不是？
Is it Chang Chang? Chang Chang? How do you say? How do you say? Oh,
你好，
你好。Well, my husband's here to minister, and I don't want to really take too much time because if I get started, he might not get much time.
我先生要主要分享，所以我不能开始，因为我一开始就停不了了。
But can I just share just a small little word with you?
但是我要分享简短的话语。
I'll just grab my Bible real quick. I promise you I'll just take 5 minutes.
我一定只占大概五分钟。
But I just can't help but to feel the presence of the Lord and feel His heart wanting me to just to express just this small thing with you.
但是我真的感受到神的同在，我也真的感受到神要我分享这个简短的话语。
Praise God.
赞美主。
This is Revelation 4:1.
这是启示录第四章第一节。
And this is what we hear in the Spirit of the Lord saying for our day.
这也是我们在灵里面听见神对我这个时代要讲的话。
And I know that we have read this scripture many, many times over.
我们已经读过这个章节可能很多次。
But we do know that there's times and seasons when the Lord really emphasizes something very strongly.
但是我们也知道有一定的日期和时间，神真的要强调某些真理，非常强烈的来强调他们。
It says, this is John speaking.
这是约翰的话。
I like it better in the Aramaic, but I don't have my booklet with me, so I'll just have to be satisfied with my translation right now.
我现在只能读英语的版本，虽然我喜欢另外的版本的。
Because when it says, come up hither,
因为这里说到上到这里来。
It says like this, come up here.
他的原话就是说上到这里来。
So after this I looked, and behold a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as if of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up here, and I will show you things that are coming, that must be hereafter.
第四章第一节说，此后我观看，见天上有门开了。我初次听见好像吹号的声音对我说，你上到这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示你。
We are feeling the Spirit of the Lord hovering over His people anew and afresh.
我们就感受到圣灵就是充满就是会众，就是感觉到有新鲜的这样的灵。
And His word to us now is He's calling us up higher into Him.
所以他现在对我们的呼召就是你要上到这里来，要上到更高的一个层次来。
He wants us to come up to a new place in Him.
他要让我们上到跟他的一个新的境界里面。
He wants us to come out of the usual.
他要让我们从很普通的事情中要出来。
He's stirring us. It's the word here. Some of the meaning of this particular word means to arise, to come up, to climb higher.
所以他要来搅动我们，就像这里用的词一样，说你要上到这里来，要上来，要起来。
God is calling us out of the usual.To the unusual.
所以神要呼召我们从普通一般的事情进入到非凡的事情。
We always need to look for a fresh move of God.
我们真的常常要来观看神的新鲜的作为。
We always have to keep an open heart and an open mind to what the Spirit of God wants to do.
我们要常常对于圣灵要做什么保持一个开放的心态。
So He's calling us up into a higher relationship with Him now.
所以现在他要呼召我们跟他一起进入更亲密更高的关系。
Because we have to meet the hour of our day.
因为我们实在要赶上我们现今的时代，这个神的时刻。
We are stepping over into new seasons in the Lord in the kingdom of God.
我们现在在神的国的一个新的季节的这个门口站着。
Can you hear what I'm saying?
大家能听到他的话吗？
We're in a new season.
我们在一个新的季节的门口。
And in this new season, we have a measure to meet.
在这个新的季节，我们有一定的标准要来达到。
We have to meet what the Spirit of God is wanting to do.
我们要来达到现在圣灵要做的什么事情。
So this means much change for everybody.
所以这就意味着对每一个人的很多的改变。
This means more thirst for the things of God.
这意味着我们对属灵的事情更多的渴慕。
This means that we have to take a second look at the heart of God and what He wants for our day.
我们也要来对于神今天要做什么事情要有重新的一个审视。
Can you agree with me?
大家同意吗？
It's time to seek God afresh and anew for what He is saying today.
真的是到了这个时候，要来寻求神的在今天新鲜的一个带领一个心意。
Because we are the generation that is going to see the coming of the Lord.
因为我们就是这一代人要看到耶稣的再来。
And we are the generation that has been called to hold and retain the mysteries of God.
我们也是这一代人要要揭露要进入神的各样的奥秘。
And so you might be questioning, how are we going to do this?
所以我们可能在问说我们要做什么
？Passion and love for Him.
就是对神的爱和激情。
Just like David.
就像大卫一样。
David was a pattern of the tabernacle in his day is a pattern of what the tabernacle would be today for us.
所以大卫的帐幕就是今天我们要怎么样建立神的这个跟我们同住的这个殿的一个模式。
David did a new thing when he took the tabernacle out and set it up on top of the hill. Do you remember the story of David?
就是大卫是把神的帐幕从山上
When he took the tabernacle out from
带到山上的、
He took the tabernacle out from behind the veil, and he set it up on the hill.
他把神的会幕带到山上建在山上建造神的帐幕。把至圣所里面隐藏的带到山上。
Which represented something new to the people.
这对当时代的人来说是个新鲜事。
They were able to touch God.
他们能够触摸到神。
And God is calling us today.
所以今天神也同样呼召我们。
To something new and something afresh from Him.
从他来的新鲜的新事。
And the thing that attracted God to David and the company, David Company, which we are a David Company. We are to be just as David.
所以在大卫身上有吸引神的地方，我们今天也要像大卫一样。
And seek God with all our heart, soul, spirit, and strength.
就是我们尽心尽力尽意尽兴的来寻求神的面
With a hunger and thirst after righteousness in order to be filled
要有一个饥渴慕义的心让神来饱足我们
And this is what we have to do in these days Seek God with all our heart
这就是我们这个世代要做的事情就是全心的来寻求神
Because we can't see from the level that we're at right now
因为我们从我们现在有的水平来说我们看不到
You see we can only see what we've had and what we're used to
我们现在只能看到我们有什么，我们曾经拥有，现在拥有什么。
And you see, John, there was a reason that God brought John up. You remember, he said, "Come up here. I have something to show you of what's coming."
所以在这里，神才对约翰说：“你要上到这里来，我才能够指示你这个这些事情。
”We have to be a church that sees.
我们要做一个能看到的教会。
We have to be a people that know the seasons and timings of God.
我们要做一个能够知道神的时间的人。
So like David.The Lord is calling us. I mean, like John, the Lord is calling us up to Him right now.
所以在这里，我们现在也像这样，神来呼召我们要上到这里来。
So we can hear what He wants us to hear for today, for this hour.
所以我们就能够听到神在这个时代让我们听到的他的心意。
There is a harvest coming that we have to be ready for.
大收割就快来了，所以我们要预备好自己。
Will we all agree to that?
大家都同意吗
？So we need transformation.
所以我们需要转化。
We need a change.
我们需要改变。
It's obvious that, you know, we can't say, well, it's God that's going to bring the harvest.
所以我们不能只是说，哎，反正神会带来复兴。
Even though obviously God has a big part to play in this.
尽管神在这个大收割中有很重要的一个位置。
But there's got to be a transformation within us to attract those on the outside of our four walls.
但是在我们的里面需要有个很大的改变，才能够吸引那些现在还在教会门外的人。
God wants the new thing in us.
神要我们里面有新的事情涌出来。
See, so when the Spirit of God comes afresh and anew and dwells in us and brings the Lord Himself within us, Christ within the hope of glory.
所以当圣灵来到我们中间的时候就把神的同在新鲜的带到我们的里面
Will be changed.
我们里面就会改变
You say, are you talking about salvation? No.
大家说他是不是在讲救赎不是这样
I'm talking about an inward living Christ who is able to manifest himself out from within us.
他在讲的是我们的里面充满了神这样我们可以把神彰显出来
Amen.
Amen.
But there's got to be some change.
一定要有改变
We had a born again experience.
我们有重生的经历
When we got Salvation, we gave our lives to the Lord.
我们得救的时候，把我们的生命献给主。
There was a transformation that took place.
那个就是那是一种改变。
When we got baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues,
当我们受圣灵的洗讲方言的时候
there was another transformation that took place.
那又是一种改变和更新。
God is calling us to a place again to say, I want to touch you anew.
现在神又把我们带到另外的一个改变，说我要新鲜的来触摸你。
There is something new that I want to do in my church.
我要在我的教会做一些新事。
In my body.
在我的身体中。
To bring forth the bride of Christ.
来把基督的心腹来带出来。
So, if I can encourage you with these last few words.
所以我来用这些话勉励大家。
Press into the Lord with all your heart. Press into the Lord.Touch the Lord with all your heart.
用你的全心来触摸神，来寻求神。
And ask the Lord to do a new thing within you.
呼求神在你的里面做新事。
So that we can come to the stature and the measure of Christ.
这样我们可以长成基督的身量。
We have a generation to reach for the Lord.
我们有这个世代要来等候神。
And if we were able to do that in the condition that we are, we would have already had it done. Agreed?
如果我们在我们已有的状况下已经这样做了，我们可能已经成就了。
So we agree that we need something from the Lord right now in our day and our hour.
所以我们都承认，我们现在就是需要行神新鲜的事情做在我们中间。
This touch, this transformation, that's only going to come from a heart that seeks and thirsts after righteousness, and that is the only way that we are going to be filled with Him.
所以这种改变只能发生在那些心里饥渴慕义的人身上，渴望神的改变做在我们的身上，这样的人身上。
Can you feel what I'm saying?
大家能感受到我所说的吗？
There's got to be a hunger and a thirst for righteousness in order for God to fulfill what He needs to do in the earth.
就是你心里面一定要有那种饥渴慕义的心，这样神才能坐在我们身上。
He wants to use us.
神希望他能够使用我们。
He wants to reside completely in us so that we are changed into His image.
他希望他能够完完全全住在我们里面，我们就可以改变满有基督的形象。
You know, if you always ever thought to yourself, well, what will the bride really look like?
我们大家有没有想过说新妇到底应该是什么样子？
She'll be full of Him.
心腹就是满有基督耶稣的样子。
Life will be flowing out of her.
那个生命就会从她里面涌流出来。
Divine authority will be flowing out of her.
那个属神的权柄就会从她里面涌流出来。
We won't be struggling in warfare prayer.
我们不需要整天在属灵征战里面来
And things of this nature. We won't be struggling in our intercessions.
我们不需要在不停的挣扎。
Trying to push to make things happen or to have things happen.
好像要努力地使一些事情发生。
But when He places Himself in us in this transformed way, we will be instruments of divine judgments in His hands.
所以当这个改变发生在我们身上的时候，我们满有耶稣的时候，我们就会成为
Divine authority with the ability to take care of things in a divine judgment.
所以从神来的这个权柄在我们身上，我们就可以做出属神的公义的这个审判断。
I'm sorry, I'm talking so fast.
我讲的有点快。
But there's just so much in my heart that I would like to tell you.
因为我心里有很多想跟大家分享的。
Please let me encourage you.
让我来鼓励大家。
To just seek the Lord in a new way.
用新的方式来寻求神。
You know, just set yourself before the Lord every day and say, Lord, I know that there's something new.About you that you want to show me.
就常常每天在神的面前说，主啊，我知道有一些你想告诉我的，你要常常这样来寻求。
And just as you spoke to John, you said to come up here.
就像你给约翰说要上到这里来。
God, call me up to you.
主啊，你也要让我到你面前来。
Call me into your presence.
让我到你的同在里来。
So that I can come to know you in a deep way.
这样我就可以更深的认识你。
So I can come to know the deep things of your heart.
我就可以知道你心中的隐秘事。
And so I can rise up to the measure of Christ so that I can meet the generation of my day.
这样我就可以长成满有基督的身量，可以来服侍我的时代。
We've got a great responsibility before us. We have a great responsibility.
我们有很大从神来的一个职责。
God has placed us here in this time for such a time as this. God has placed us here on the earth for such a time as this.
神把我们放在这里就是为了这样的时刻。
And how many in here believe that we are the last generation?
有多少人相信我们就是他所说的这个世代的人？
Would you agree with me?
如果你
Yes. So that means we have a great responsibility, don't we?
所以我们真的是有很大的职责，对吗？
We have to meet the hour of our day.
我们真的要赶上我们今天神的这个时代。
And the Lord's not going to have us do it alone.
神不会让我们单独来做这些事。
But He wants to reside fully in us.
但是他会完全的来进到我们里面。
Would we agree?
大家同意吗
？Hallelujah. So please seek the Lord in a new way.
所以真的要用一个新的方式来寻求神。
Take the time.
要花时间。
Just set your schedules aside, whatever it takes to follow the heart of the Lord.
先把你的一些计划放下，不管要花多少时间，付什么代价，你就要来寻求神。
And expect Him to do a new thing in your life.
而且你要期待他在你的生命中做新事。
If you're lacking fire, He'll give it to you.
如果你缺乏这样的火，他会给你的。
The anointing of Elijah is for our day. The anointing of the Spirit of Elijah is for our day.
以利亚的灵就是为了这个时代预备的。
Yes, should we not expect that?
我们真的是应该期待这样的事。
God wants to deposit things in us so that we can meet the hour of our day.
神要把这样的东西放在我们的里面，我们才可以服侍这个时代。
We're not alone.
我们不是在单独的。
When He said that He wanted to reside and abide within us, He really meant it.
当神说他愿意住在我们里面，他就是这个意思。
He really meant it.
他真的是这个意思。
It wasn't just that we get saved, get salvation, and we go on home to be with the Lord in heaven someday.
我们真的不光只是得救，那么有一天到永恒里跟主在一起而已。
We need more of Him.
我们需要更多的主在我们里面。
We need more of Him.
我们真的更需要他。
And if your heart is not in the place, maybe you're just busy with things, whatever. If you're in that place, you have to say to yourself, huh, why am I not feeling the need for more of Him?
所以如果你的觉得你心不在焉或者有很多事情的缠累，你要问你自己，主啊，为什么我没有好像觉得那么渴慕你的同在。
There should be a question mark on our hearts about
it. 你的心里要对自己打一个问号。
If we're satisfied where we're at,
如果你对现在的满意，
then we're not coming up.
我们就不会再上一层了。
If we're satisfied where we're at,
如果你对现在的状况满意，
we're not going to meet what we need to in our day, the responsibility.
我们就达不成，我们就不能够来完成我们的使命，服侍我们的时代了。
Amen.
Amen.
I leave you with these words, and I bless you in the name of the Lord.
我奉耶稣的名来祝福你们。
God bless you.
神祝福你们。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
She does speak too fast, no?
她讲得挺快的。
Praise the Lord.You've heard of a place called New York?
大家听过纽约这个地方?
People from New York speak fast.
从纽约来的人讲话都很快。
So Pastor Bernard said to me today,
所以今天本纳牧师告诉我,
He says, she's the lion, I'm the lamb.
他是狮子,他是羔羊。
My wife won't tell you that, but that's okay.
我的太太不会这么承认,但是真的是这样。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
I'm really delighted to be here to share the word of God for you.
我真的非常高兴今天在这里分享神给我的话。
You know, there's something that's been burning in my heart for a long time.
在很长一段时间，有一些东西在我里面一直燃烧。
You know, we hear this thing about the end time. We know that everybody's teaching about the end time.
我们一直在听到末世，很多人都在教导关于末世的事情。
We truly are in the end time.
我们确实就已经身处在末世了。
As my wife said, we are the generation that is not only going to bring in the glory of God, we are also going to see the Lord come.
就像刚才她太太讲到的一样，我们这个世代不光要看到神的荣耀，真的是要看到耶稣基督再来的。
See, when we think about all these things, God is raising up an army.
当我们思想这些事情的时候，看到神正在兴起一个军队。
See, before the kingdom of God can be established on this earth, there needs to take place a war.
所以当神的国能够实际降临在这个地上以前要有一个征战。
And in that process of the war, God is going to raise up an army.
所以在为了这个征战，神会预备他的军队。
You must have read about wars when wars usually took place, the captain or the general would say, at attention.
我们会知道一般在战争以前那个统帅都会说要注意。
And he would give out a sound saying, the enemy is coming.
所以他们都会唱一些军歌，就说敌人正在进攻我们了。
Get ready with everything that you have.
要做好一切的预备。
Get your weapons out.
把你的武器要准备好。
Because he's coming to possess your land.
因为这敌人要来攻占我们的领土了。
The angels of the Lord have blown a trumpet. Have blown a trumpet.
因为神的天使已经在吹号了。
And he has said to the warring warriors that God is raising up.Warring warriors that God is raising up.
就是已经兴起那个就是报警怎么说警告的战士说神已经兴起了。
So he's saying, rise up the warriors because the enemy is coming to rob the kingdom from you.
所以就说我们都要兴起了因为敌人就要来攻占你的国度了。
See, we are going to be facing a great battle.
所以我们会面对很大的征战。
Because in the end time,The Bible tells us in the book of Matthew that even the elite will be deceived.
所以在马太福音讲到说，在末世的时候，被拣选的选民也都会被欺骗了。
So God is trying to get the body of Christ, the warring bride, to get ready.
所以神要让他的子民，要让心腹要预备好这些。
See, one of the things that the Lord is calling the soldiers of the cross. How many of you here are the soldiers of the cross?
十字架的军队是吗？十架精兵。我们中间有多少人是十字架的精兵？
So how many we have? 1, 2, 3,
有多少十架精兵在这里
？Okay, that's good. So God is saying, get ready.
所以神对我们说要预备好了。
See, the reason God wants to prepare His bride and get it ready.
所以神为什么让他的心腹要预备好呢
？As my wife said, that this generation has a great responsibility.
因为就像刚才师母讲到的，这个世代有很大的责任。
One of the responsibility that the bride has is to protect the kingdom of God.
所以这个心腹的责任之一就是要来保护神的国。
See, when we listen to messages these days,
当我们在听信息的时候
we're still hearing messages about how to get our church built up.
我们还会听到很多关于如何建造教会的信息
how to improve our prayer life,
我们怎么增长我们祷告的生活
how to get another good program going,
怎么样使其他的好的节目能够运作
but very few are preaching about raising the bride up.
但是很少有信息就是要兴起心腹的。
See, we are in a season about kingdom building.
我们现在在建造国度的季节。
God wants us to help Him to establish His kingdom back in.
所以神要我们帮助他建造他要来的回来的这个国度。
So one of the things that is going, the voice that is going out right now, it says that we are in a season of preparation.
所以现在有从神来的呼声，一个就是说我们在预备他的。预备他的季节。
So the Lord is equipping His bride with the full armor of God.
所以神在用他的全副军装在预备他的军队。
See, in the Old Testament, the prophet Nahum.
在旧约有个先知叫
Nahum.
Nahum. Nahum.
Nahum.
Nahum. Nahum. Nahum. Nahum.
He's speaking in the spirit of this day.
他就讲到说，我们现在这个时代的灵，他那个时代的灵，他那个时代的灵。
And it reads, he says, the day of his preparation is issued a command. You can read here, the day of his preparation issued a command.
就是上面有没有旧约？
拿
红书。
The day of his preparation.Issued a command.
看一下原文是什么，不要讲错。
他已经
拿红书的，
他已经释放了一个使命。
因为我这我没有就业，就是因为。
OK，
拿红书。
I'm sorry, I don't have the verse here, but
verse what?
Verse it says, "He that dasheth in pieces is come up before thy face."Keep the munition, watch the way, make thy loins strong, fortify thy power mightily.
第二章第一节，尼尼微啊，那打碎邦国的上来攻击你，你要看守保障，谨防道路，使腰强壮，大大勉励。
See, there are a few points in this scripture that I want to talk to you about.
在这个经文中有几个地方我要跟大家讲解。
The first one is when the command is given, that means the enemy is coming.
就是当这个命令发出来的时候，就是敌人已经要来了。
The enemy that we are facing today is Satan.
我们今天要面临的敌人当然是撒旦。
See, he is the prince of the world before Jesus returns.
在耶稣再来以前，他是这世界的王。
And he comes to destroy.
他来的就是要毁坏。
See, what he talks about is that as this word is also spoken about him, which means Satan, which is written in the scripture that we just read.
刚才我们读的这句话也是对现代，也是对撒旦说的。
The Bible says he comes to kill, steal, and destroy.
圣经上说他来就是要偷盗、杀害、毁坏。
And right now the whole earth is full with Satan.
现在全地都是充满了撒旦的这个
Because every time we look at the newspaper or look at the news,
当我们每当看新闻报纸的时候
，we are hearing about terror and violence.
我们看到很多的暴力，很多的不好的事件。
The reason we are hearing all these things,
为什么我们会总是听到坏消息？
Because see, he knows that his time is short.
因为魔鬼知道他的时间不多了。
That's why God is raising up an army.
所以神就是正在兴起一个军队。
That will be on alert and ready for what the enemy is coming to do.
这个军队对于仇敌要做什么是非常警惕、警醒的。
So with the process of what he's doing with putting fear in the hearts of the people,
所以魔鬼在做他的工作的时候，他就把惧怕放在人心中。
With this violence and terror that's going on,
在这些的恐怖和这个暴力的事件中，
there is a smoke that gets risen up with all that fear. There's a smoke that gets risen up with fear.
就是在这些事件中会有一个惧怕的这种灵和这个气氛会涌出来。
And what he's doing is he's reaching in and grabbing a hold of the body of Christ and pulling them into that smoke.
所以魔鬼做的就是把神家中的这些肢体一个一个把他们拉到这个惧怕的这个情绪中来。
That's why the Holy Spirit is currently putting out a trumpet voice.
所以圣灵要发出那个号角的声音。
And it's saying, be alert.
告诉我们说要警醒。
Be watchful.
要守望。
Because he's coming to rob from you.
因为这个仇敌来要抢夺你。
You know, in the book of Matthew chapter 25,
所以在马太福音25章，
You know the scripture where Jesus said,
耶稣在那里说道，
He says, be on watch,
说我们要谨守警醒，
because if you are asleep, that the robber is going to come into your house and steal stuff from you.
因为当你沉睡的时候，强盗就要到你的家中来抢夺。
See, it is not time for the church to sleep.
所以真的不是教会睡觉的时候。
It's time for the church to be awake.
是教会警醒的时候。
We cannot just say whatever happens will happen.
我们不要总是说要发生的事总要发生。
Because God needs a warrior bride that will rise up and defend the kingdom of God.
因为神是需要这样的心腹战士要来兴起来保守神的国。
You know the church cannot be what it used to be.
教会不能再像以前的样子了。
The Spirit of God is coming to the church to give it a facelift.
所以神要来到教会要。
Facelift, yeah.
给我们做一个那个拉皮的手术，脸部提升的手术。
You know, when we get old in America, they and even here also they do facelift. You know, no wrinkles.
我们年纪大，那个脸皮比较松的时候，我们就会做一个那个手术，把脸皮提升一点。
See, the reason why I'm saying this is because the Scripture says that when Jesus comes back for His bride,
我说这个是因为圣经确实说，当耶稣再来迎娶他的心腹的时候，
He wants a bride without spot and wrinkle.
他说他的心腹要不要皱纹的。
So that's why he's giving you a facelift.
所以神要给我们做拉皮提升的手术。
He's waking up a new desire and hunger.
他要警醒，让我们心中有一个新的这个渴望、这个渴慕。
See, man can only teach you what man can learn from his own knowledge.
所以人教导你的只是他所学的知识。
But right now we're in a season where God is revealing His revelation to His servants who have been faithful to the building the kingdom of God.
但是这个季节神正在借着他的先知来启示他自己的话语就是怎么样在神见到神的国
And he's giving you fresh manna from heaven
他要给我们从天上来的新鲜的这个领受
You know when the children of Israel were in the wilderness
当以色列的子孙在旷野的时候
The Bible says that the Lord fed them every day with fresh manna
圣经上说神每天以新鲜的玛纳供应他们
But you know, the people didn't understand.
但是人却不明白。
They took that manna just as a natural food to eat.
他就把玛纳当作自然的这个食物来吃。
But he was trying to feed them fresh manna of spiritual things also.
其实神也是要把属灵的这个玛纳要赐给我们吃。
And you might say, well, how do I know that?
那你说我怎么知道呢？
Because the scriptures tell me that after 40 years when the Lord took care of them,
因为圣经上说四十年之久神照看他们。
His spirit was grieved.His spirit was grieved. The Lord's spirit, God's spirit was grieved. He was not happy. He was saddened. Because they never changed. How would you feel if you were God? Same way. We don't have much time before the king returns.
主再来的这个日子不多了。
Would you like to stand before him and he would say to you, why did you not change?
你愿不愿意站在他的面前听主说你为什么不改变?
When I sent you servants to warn you and say, be alert, the enemy is coming.
我差遣这么多先知给你讲说要警醒，因为仇敌来了。
See, God is going to deposit the secrets of his kingdom to his bride.
神要把他天国的奥秘放在他的心腹的心里。
But he can't give it to the bride unless the bride matures.
但是这个心腹成熟以前，他没办法把这些东西给他。
That's why we read in the Bible that John the Beloved, he walked with God.
这我们在圣经里看到约翰神所爱的那一位是跟他同行的。
He loved the Lord.
他爱主。
And all the disciples probably were jealous if they were in our time today and said, "Oh, God is favoritism. He loves John more than he loves us."
所以如果在今天的话，他那十一个门徒肯定会嫉妒他，就是说，哎呀，神对你很偏心、很偏爱啊，他很爱你。
He was the one that put his head on his bosom.
他约翰是把头放在他的胸前的那位。
Some of you here are saying, "Oh, I love the Lord very much."
我们中间可能有些人会说我很爱主。
I pray a lot.
我整天祷告。
I have visitations of the Lord.
我神也造访我。
God reveals His secrets to me when I read the Word.
我读神的话，神也把奥秘启示给我。
But here's John the Beloved.
但是这里是约翰神爱的那位。
In the book of Revelation, the Lord says to him, "Come up here."
在启示录，神对他说，上到这里来。
If he was telling John the Beloved to come up here, how much more is the voice of the Lord calling you to say, "Come up here"?
那神所爱的尚且要到上到那里来，那何况我们更要上到上面去
？We are in the kingdom times where God wants to reveal His secrets to you.
我们就是在国度的这样的一个时间，神要把他的奥秘启示给我们。
God wants to open your eyes to the things of the kingdom.
神要打开我们的眼睛，能够看到神国度的事物。
God wants to reveal Himself to you.
神要把他自己显示启示给你。
You know, when I go to churches and I ask people, I said, "Listen, how many of you here have actually seen the Lord?"
我来到各个教会都会问说，你们有没有见过神
？Maybe 5 or 10, 15 people raise up their hands.
也许五个、十个或者十五个举手。
But we are living in a time of the kingdom where God wants everybody's eyes to be open so they can see Him.
但是我们来到这样的一个时代，神要每个人的灵眼都打开，每个人都看见他。
We were in the service this morning.
今天上我们的崇拜。
The worship was awesome.
敬拜非常好。
The hearts of the people were prepared.
那个弟兄姐妹的心都很预备的好。
They were stirring and hungering for the things of God.
里面的心的对神的渴慕都被搅动起来了。
And yes, the Lord came.
神确实也
And he came and sat on the third step.
神站在第三个台阶上。
And he was enjoying the worship of the people.
他非常享受大家的崇拜。
When you come with a hunger to seek him.
当你来带着这个饥渴来寻求他的时候。
He will come in your midst.
他会来到我们中间。
Don't come to church anymore just to have a service.
不要只是来到教会，只是做个礼拜。
When we used to pastor, we pastored for 17 years.
我们曾经一直在做牧师，至少17年时间。
I used to tell my congregation.
我告诉我的会众。
I said, if you don't want to have an encounter for God, if you don't want to have an encounter with God, stay home.
你如果不想来这里遇见神，你最好待在家里。
Because see, when you have an encounter with God,
因为你来要遇见神
，you are changed.
你就会改变。
You are changed.
你就会改变。
You become a new creation.
你成为新造的族类。
Your mind is open.
你的思想会打开。
God reveals His secrets to you.
神把他的奥秘启示给你。
Amen.
Amen.
How many of you want to be there?
多少人想要？
So it's going to require a change.
所以真的需要我们改变。
God is calling us to rise up to the army of the season of the time.
所以神现在呼召我们要成为这样的一个军队，是为了这样的一个时代，一个。
Even Esther said that God put her in that place for a time such as this.
就连以斯帖皇后就这样说，神拣选我是为现今的时刻。
You're not part of this church and this army just by mistake.
我们来到这个教会，成为我们这个军队的一部分，不是偶然的。
God has had you here for a time such as this.
神就是为了这个时刻预备你今天在这里。
God wants to put in this city many, many, many lighthouses.
神要在这个城市建立很多很多的灯台。
Not lighthouses that'll put big lights on top of this building.
不是要建立很多灯台，把光打在这些建筑物上面。
But He's coming to His church so that He can abide in the temple of the church.So that the glory of God can be revealed to others.
而是这样的灯台，神的光能够就是显露出来，能够让众人看到。
See, the destroyer has come to rob from you the desire to be hungry for Him.
所以那个恶者就是要来抢夺我们心中对神的渴慕。
Many of you are weary.
很多人有忧虑。
Many of you are pastoring.
很多人很彷徨。
Many of you are home cell group leaders.Home cell group leaders.
你们中间很多人是牧师，是小组长。
So you're all home cell group leaders.
我们大家中间都是小组长。
Amen.
Amen.
But let me tell you something.
我来告诉你一些事情。
God wants to put a fresh anointing upon you.
神要在你身上放下新鲜的恩膏。
He does not want you to do what you used to do all the time.
神不愿意你现在还在做以前重复以前一直在做的事情。
He has come at a time like this to disrupt your life.
神现在要进到你的生活中，要来做一些改变。
And when God does a disruption in your life,
神要到你生活中做这些改变的事情的时候
，it's for good.
是为了好的益处。
You know, as I mentioned to you, he's pastored for 17 years.
我们牧会有17年时间。
In June of 2006,
2006年6月份
，I was teaching in my church about transition.
我在我的教会里面教导那个转变。
I was telling the people prophetically that there is a transition coming.
我在先知性的教导我的会众说一个转变即将就来临了。
And I was teaching about Peter, you know, changing when he went fishing.
教导当彼得打鱼的时候。
And he didn't catch any fish.
他什么都没有打到。
And the Lord said, "Come, go in again and throw your net on the other side."
主就说来，再来一次，把网撒到船的另外一边。
So I was preaching on that.
我正在讲这个教训。
So at the end of that service, I said, "We're going to close now."
那我讲完道，我就说我们要结束了。
And my wife came up to me.
我太太就上前来。
She said, "I have a word from the Lord."
她说主对我有话要说。
So she shared it with me.
她就跟我分享。
And I told her to give it to the congregation.
她就请师母把这个话分享给会众。
And she said the same thing that the Lord appeared to her and said, "Throw the net on the other side."
他就说主对他显现，对他说你要把网撒到船的另外一边。
I got very excited.
我就非常的兴奋。
I said, "Oh, it's just like what the Lord did with the disciples."
他就说哎呀，这就是神对先对他的那个门徒就是这样做的。
God is going to give us a big catch.
神要让我们捕很多的鱼。
So we gradually closed our church.
我们就把教会慢慢的关闭。
But I didn't know. Instead of having a big catch, the Lord was taking us into the wilderness.
但是我却没有想到，神不是让我们很大的收获，反而是把我们带到另外的一个旷野。
It was dry.
非常的枯干。
I tell you, the years that we pastored.
我们牧会的这么多年。
Our church did very well.
我们教会成长得很好。
The presence of God, there was no lack.
神的同在从来不缺乏。
Signs and wonders and miracles took place.
神迹奇事经常发生。
The Lord coming in our midst.
神经常临到我们中间。
Many a Sundays I could not preach.
很多的星期天我。
I could not preach.
我就没法讲道。
Because when the Lord comes in.
因为当神来的时候。
You can't compete with him.
你没法跟神相比。
These mere words don't mean nothing when the God of the creation shows up in your meeting.
当创造的神真的来到我们会众的中间的时候，这些话语真的不算什么。
God has done wonderful things in our midst.
神在我们中间做了很多的奇妙的事情。
But when God took us in the wilderness.
但是当神带我们进入旷野。
I didn't understand. After 5 years, I knew why he did that.
我五年后才明白神为什么要这样做。
There were things that he wanted to deposit within us that we would not have been able to receive if we kept ourselves busy.
就是神要放在我们中间一些事情，但是我们如果一直忙碌的话，神就放不进来。
He wanted to bring us to a great time of breaking. Great time of breaking.
神要把我们放到一个极大的突破里面。
Some of you here.Need to go through a breaking.
我们中间很多人需要一个突破。
Pastor.
破碎。我们中间很多人需要这样的破碎。
Pastor Bernard read me the worship song, the first worship song that you did.
Pastor 牧师刚才给把那个第一首敬拜的歌词念给他听。
It had to do with the breaking.
就是要来破碎。
And I said, "Praise God, they're in the same circle as I am."
我就说赞美主，这些的会众跟我是在同一个循环里面。
Do you remember the story when Jesus fed the 5,000?
我们记得耶稣喂饱五千人吗？
How many of you remember that?
多少人知道这件事？
They were hungry, right?
饥饿的人。
And he said to the disciples, "You feed them."
他就跟门徒说，你们喂养他们。
And the disciples said what?
这些门徒就说。
He says, "Lord, there is no 7-Eleven here."
这里没有便利店。
Where am I going to get the food to feed them?
我到哪里去买食物给这么多人吃？
And the Lord said, "Feed them with what you have."
主就说你们把你们有的给他们吃。
And they had two fishes and five loaves.
他们只有五个饼两条鱼。
And everybody says that the Lord took it.
每个人都知道。
He blessed it.
耶稣把这些拿在手里祝谢了。
I've even heard sermons that said he gave thanks.
就说他祝谢，为这些食物祝谢。
So it says by giving thanks, the food multiplied.
当他祝谢以后，这个食物就倍增了。
Is that what happened?
这就是发生的事情吗？是不是？
It's a home group, cell group meeting, so you can talk.
我们都是小组长，是不是这个程序？
Is that what happened?
这是那个程序吗？这个发生的事情吗？祝谢了就倍增吗？
That's not what happened.
不是，还有。
That's not what happened.
不是这样发生的。
You see, I asked the Lord.
我就问主。
And the Lord taught me this.
主就教导我。
By His Spirit.
在他灵里教导我。
He came and He showed me.
他就来实际的来显示给他。
He said the multiplication came when I broke it.
就是当把这些饼和鱼破碎掰开以后才发生的倍增。
And He said this to me.
主就对我说。
He says if my leaders will give themselves in my hand.
如果这些领袖愿意把自己交在我手上。
I will break them.
我就破碎他们。
And they will multiply.
他们就会倍增。
You want to be the army of God?
你要成为神的军队吗？
You want God to multiply you?
你要神让你的事工倍增吗？
Then place yourself in the hand of God so that He can break you.
你就要把自己放在神的手上，让他破碎你。
Once He breaks you, you will multiply.
当神一旦破碎你以后，你就可以倍增。
Because see, this bride that He's raising up, He wants a bride when it says without spot, without wrinkle, without anything.
因为主说，我要的这个心腹是没有皱纹、没有玷污、没有任何疾病的。
This bride will be empty of itself.
这个心腹是没有自己的。
This bride will not have any desire to say, "I want to be known of somebody."
这个心腹不会说我要想要成名，要人都知道我。
The Lord came to me one time and said this to me.
有一次主来造访我，对我说。
He said there are two types of servants in my kingdom.
在我的国度有两种的仆人。
Servants that work and want to be known.
有一类人是拼命的工作，但是想让人知道他。
And then there are servants that just want to work.
还有一类人就是光想为主做工。
God is raising up that kind of army.
神就要兴起第二类的工人。
Servants who will just work.
就是只愿意服只服侍主的人。
That don't care whether I'm known or I'm not known.
不在乎自己是不是有名声。
Church, there is a great responsibility that He's putting on the leaders that He's raising up today.
所以今天在教会，神真的是放下这样的职责在他的领袖的身上。
You know, I can I be free, Pastor?
能自由。
When I was co-pastoring in a large church,
当我在一个大教会做牧师的时候，
I oversaw 450 home groups.
我就带领450个家庭小组。
Every Wednesday night, I would teach all the leaders.
每个星期三我就教导这些小组长。
The one thing I taught them, I said, "Your home group is not a fellowship."
就说我就教导他们说，你的小组不是一个，只是一个团契而已。
Your home is a place where people can come and meet with God.
你的家是神，是弟兄姐妹要来遇见神的地方。
And as leaders, you have to prepare yourself.
你作为领袖，你要预备你自己。
Don't be so concerned about teaching the lesson for that night.
不要太在乎那天晚上要教导什么东西。
But be interested that when they come to your home, that the presence of God is so filled up.
但是你要相信，当人来到你的家的时候，神的同在就会很充满在你的家中。
That God can change them.
神就会改变他们。
You know, one year in our own church.
有一年在我们教会。
I had to leave to go on a mission trip to India.
我就要到印度去宣教。
And my wife was going to preach that Sunday.
我太太那个星期天讲道。
We didn't have a building then.
我们那时候没有自己建筑物。
We were meeting in the church.
我们在教会里面聚集。
I mean, in a hotel. Sorry.
我们就在那个旅馆里面聚集。
And my wife usually gets up very early in the morning and prepares herself with the presence of God.
我太太一般都起床很早来预备自己在神的同在当中。
She has a passion and a desire to see God come in our midst.
她有非常这样的渴慕和火热，就是神一定要降临在我们中间。
So when she went to the hotel to have the service,
所以当她去那个宾馆去做主日崇拜的时候。
She wished the presence of God was all over her.
她就是希望神的同在充满她。
And
神的同在已经就是跟她同在。
See, when you have the true presence of God, it's very contagious.
所以当你满有神的同在的时候，是很可见的。
So she was over there just worshiping the Lord.
所以她在那里刚刚才开始敬拜的时候。
And as the people start coming in,
就是会众陆续的走进来。
One by one fell on the floor.
一个接一个的就被倒在地上。
They were on the floor.
他们就倒在地上。
I was in India.
我还在印度。
My little boy, he was young at that time.
我一个小儿子。
He was jumping on the trampoline.
他就是在那跳蹦蹦床。蹦床。
Yeah, the trampoline, you just jump up from the ground, you know. It's a toy.
跳那个蹦蹦的床。
And he fell and he broke his arm.
他就居然就摔倒下来，折断他的手臂。
And this was like on a Saturday in Sunday's church.
这是在星期六星期天的教会。
So we had not taken him to a doctor.
所以我们就没法带他去看医生。
So when he walked into that hotel room.
所以当这个小男孩进来这个聚会的地方。
He fell in the presence of God on his broken arm.
他就倒在神的同在中，其实是用他受伤的这边倒下来。
And he laid on that arm for an hour and a half.
他就而且他是压在这个受伤的手臂将近一个半小时。
There was no preaching that day.
那一天都没有讲道。
Because the presence of God was there.
因为神的同在在那里。
And most everybody was changed.
每一个人都被改变。
This kind of thing should be our desire that should take place every day in our life.
这种事情其实是应该我们所期望的天天在我们生命中发生。
Amen?
Amen.
His arm
他的小男孩的胳膊
was healed.
I was in India, you know. 他的胳膊被医治了。
I was in India, so when I came back, all I knew, I didn't have to pay a doctor bill.
我在印度，所以我回来的时候只知道不用付医生账单，因为他已经被医治了。
God is a good God.
神真是美善的神。
But the reason I'm saying these things to you.
我把这些事情分享给大家。
This was years ago.
这是好多年前的事。
But we're in today.
但是我们在今天。
This is a new day.
是一个新的日子。
God has new things for you.
神有新事为你预备。
The presence that was there 15 years ago.
我在15年前的神的同在。
Is much greater today.
今天要更大。
Because there's a hungry body of Christ that's looking for it.
因为神的这个身体有更大对神的饥渴。
So the greatest assignment all you leaders have.
所以我们领袖最大的功课。
You not only have a responsibility to a smaller flock that comes into your home.
我们不光是对来到我们家中的这一小个群羊有职责。
But you have a responsibility to defend the kingdom.
我们还有要来为这个国度征战的这个职责。
And you would say, well, what is the kingdom?
我们会问什么是国度？
Kingdom is the Lord that is inside of you.
国度就是神的国，就是他在你的心里。
Kingdom is the truth of the word of God.
神的国就是神真理的话语。
God wants you to defend that kingdom.
神要我们这样为他的国来征战。
You know, like they say in the war, they say hold the fort. Hold the fort.
在战斗里面就说你们要抓住守着。
Like
要守护这个群羊，守护这个群羊。
Okay, no, let me change. Can I change? You know when the general who is in the fort.He goes away and he tells the soldiers, "Hold the fort till I return."
So, when this 部队的这个领袖暂时离开的时候，他就会对其他人说，要守住这个阵地，是不是？守住这个阵地。
Did you get it? Hold the fort. I'm coming. Fort. Yes.
守住这个阵地。
Yeah. Okay. I'm coming.
我很快会回来。
Is Jesus coming?
耶稣很快会回来吗？
Are you holding the fort?
我们有没有守住我们的阵地？
You don't have to answer.
我们不需要回答。
You can deal with that with the Lord yourself.
你可以跟主来面对主这个事情。
You know, the reason I'm saying this to you when you're young and you're stepping into ministry.
当我们还很年轻，刚刚进入服事，我要跟大家分享这些话。
There truly is a desire to serve the Lord.
我们确实每个人心中都有这样的愿望，要来服事主。
I was once there.
我也曾经是这样的状况。
And then all of a sudden it becomes a responsibility.
但是突然好像就变成了一种职责。
And we feel we're doing fine.
我们感觉我们做得不错。
But we're not really holding the fort.
但是我们并没有真正的守住这个阵地要塞。
This end time army that God is raising up.
神现在在兴起的末世的军队。
God is raising up so we can defend the kingdom.
神要兴起我们，这样我们可以为这个国度来征战。
This each flock that comes to your home.
每一个神的羊来到你的家中。
That God has raised you up to be responsible for them.
神要兴起，你要为他负责。
You need to have a heart to defend the truth.
你要有这样的心为真理征战。
Teach them the word.
教导他们神的话。
Teach them how to encounter God.
教导他们怎么样来遇见神。
But first, you leaders need to get hungry.
但是首先，你作为领袖，你自己要来饥渴，为饥渴神的同在。
You need to put yourself in the hand of God so that He can break you.
你自己要先把自己放在神的手上，让他可以破碎你。
Amen.
Amen.
See, the kingdom of God is coming soon.
所以神的国快来了。
And he's preparing you for a good war that's about to come.
所以神要预备我们要未来的这个征战。
And he wants you to contend with this enemy that's coming.
所以神要我们对那个要来的仇敌要有警惕。
So that we can deliver the saints from this captivity that the devil has kept them in.
所以我们就可以释放那些魔鬼所捆绑的。
See, the Bible tells us that the end time,
所以圣经上说，等末世的时候，
the people will come in his name.
很多人会奉主的名来。
They will do signs and wonders.
他们行神迹奇事。
They will talk about different things and they say, I am the Christ.
他们会说我是基督。
And the Bible says that even the elite will be deceived.
圣经上说，就连选民有时候都会被迷惑。
So we have to be on guard.
我们所以真的是要来警醒。
God, the Holy Spirit has blown the trumpet.
圣灵已经吹响这个号筒声。
And it says, be alert.
说要警醒。
You know, I love the Apostle Paul.
我真的是很爱这个使徒保罗。
You know, he said to the people when he went to the church, to the Corinth church.
当他到哥林多教会的时候，他就跟那里的人说。
And I'm going to paraphrase the scripture. Paraphrase it.
我就来重述。
He said something like this.
他就说大概是这个意思。
He says, I have a godly jealousy for you.
他说我为神的缘故为你们产生一种嫉妒之心。
That I may protect you.
我要保护你们。
So that you may not be deceived just as Eve was by Satan.
你们就不会被迷惑就像夏娃被魔鬼迷惑一样。
So that I can present to you as a pure virgin for one husband.
我就可以把你们当作 无瑕疵的童女献给神
The Lord
我们的主
That should be your desire
那应该这应该是
As a cell group leader
这应该是我们作为小组长的每个人的心愿
For the flock that God sends to you
神带给你的每一只羊
To have the same thing that you want to protect them
你就特别想要来守护他们
You want to give them a pure word
你要给他们纯净的神的道
You want to teach them the things of God so that they can be presented to the Lord as pure and holy.
你就想来教导他们，让他们有一天可以无瑕疵地站在神的面前。
See, the church as a whole has been compromising.
那教会作为整体其实在妥协。
It has retreated from its grounds.
它在后退。
And what the Lord is saying right now, enough.
神在这个时候就说足够了。
It's no more time to retreat. It's time to go forward.
不能再往后退了，要往前进。
We are facing a war that's coming.
我们正在面对即将来的征战。
See, but the Spirit of God is calling the church to an alertness.
所以圣灵现在在呼唤他的教会，一定要起来，要警醒。
You know, in our preaching, we always talk about church, church, church.
我们在讲信息的时候一直说教会，教会。
The Lord told us, church is not a building.
神告诉我们，教会不是一个建筑物。
When you need to hear God, you don't go talk to the wall.
你来见要跟主说话，你不会对着墙说话。
Because it's concrete and building.
因为这只是一个水泥建筑。
God's talking about you as a church.
神说的教会就是我们每一位。
So when God says stop,
当神说停止
，Don't retreat anymore.
不要往后退。
Don't compromise anymore.
不要再妥协了。
But move forward with the things of God.
要为神的事情前进。
Because the kingdom of God is being placed in your hands.
因为神的国就交在你的手上。
And He's asking you, will you defend it?
他就问你，你愿意为他而战吗
？Amen.
Amen.
See, God is trying to give you a supernatural strength.
神要给你超自然的力量。
And he says, let us not lose another ground, but be prepared at any cost to wrestle, to control, and to having done all, to stand. That's what the scripture says, Paul said. Having done all, stand.
就是说我们不要再放弃我们的阵地了，要来成就了一切还能够站立得稳。
Amen?
Amen.
You know, I tell you, to be honest with you, most of the church is very weary.
很多的教会是很摇摆的。
They've said we've seen church go on and on for a long time.
他说我们可以看到教会发展很长的时间。
But we're not really seeing God moving in our midst.
但是我没有看到神在我们中间运行。
I'm telling you the visitation of God is coming.
我要告诉大家，神就要来造访我们。
We are in a season of the greatest visitation we've ever experienced before.
我们就在这个季节，就是前所未有的神的造访要临到我们中间。
See, God is preparing a dwelling place.
神在预备他的居所。
He's rebuilding the army of God to create a temple for himself.
他要重建他的军队，就是来为他那个重建一个他可居之所。
So God is coming with the visitation.
所以神要来，要造访我们。
To come and abide in His temple.
要来，要居住在他的殿中。
See, in the Old Testament, the visitation and the presence of God came upon the people.
所以在旧约里面，神的同在是来就是降到众人之上。
But now it's coming to live inside the people.
那现在是进到众人之里面。
So what a great responsibility we have to clean this temple.
所以我们真的有很大的职责，要清洁我们里面神的殿。
So that His presence can come and live in us.
这样他的同在就可以来进到我们里面来居住。
The other thing the Lord is saying, He says, "Watch what is happening."
神还在说一件事，就是你要观看现在正在发生的事情。
In the time that we are living, be watchful.
在我们现在生活的时代，要来观看。
Watch for the evil day.
要来观看，要来守望，要那个在邪恶的日子里面要来守望。
He says, "Watch and pray."
要来守望，要来祷告。
Because the enemy is coming.
因为仇敌就来了。
If you don't watch and pray, you will not escape what is coming.
如果你不守望，不祷告，你不会逃脱将要来的事情。
You will be caught in the middle of the storm.
你就会被就是被拘禁在这个暴风雨中间。
You know, in Jacksonville, Florida, where we live,
我们住在佛罗里达的家。
We get these hurricanes from the ocean.
我们就经常会有海上来的暴风。
We've been blessed. We've been living there for 28 years in this city.
我们在那个城市居住了28年，我们很蒙福。
We've always experienced just the wind.
我们常常经历的只是风而已。
But even the wind sometimes is dangerous.
但是有时候即使这个风都很危险。
You know, because it comes at the speed of 75 to 80 miles an hour.
因为它是以75-80迈的这个速度在前进。
But we have experienced up to 60-65 miles where we live.
但是我们住的地方大概风的速度是60-65。
We've had many times hurricanes coming to our side, but God somehow changes the direction.
很多的时候，这个好像这个旋风、暴风雨要攻击到、临到我们了，但是神让它转到了。
But when we get those winds of 50 and 60 miles an hour,
但是当这些风速以50-60的这个速度来袭击我们的时候
，My wife is very adventurous, you know.
我的太太有很多的
Adventurous.
很多好
She's, you know.
很啊，她很喜欢这些刺激的东西。
So she'll say, "Let's get two chairs and go sit outside."
她就说，来，我们搬两把椅子出去看吧。
Because we have tall pine trees in our backyard.
因为我们在后院有很多的大松树。
She likes to watch them see and bend.
她很喜欢看这些松树随风那个飘摇。
But see, in anything that God does,
神所做的很多事情。
He teaches us through those things.
他借着这些事教训我们。
That's how the enemy comes. When he comes, he bends you.
当魔鬼来的时候，他就来打倒我们。
But for 10 years that we've been in this house, not even one tree had totally broken.
但是我们住的这个房子里面10年没有一个树折断。
But it does go down.
但是确实有被压弯。
That's how God wants us in the end time. Even though the storms of life come, let the devil bend you, but don't fall down.
这就是神让我们在末世成为什么样的人？可能魔鬼来会要来摧垮你，往两边的压你，但是不要被折断。
Even today, when we were coming to the church,
即使今天我们来到教会
，it was a little bit thundering out there. Thundering, you know. Thunder.
有点闪电，今天有一点闪电。他们来的时候
，My wife said to Pastor Bernard,
我太太就对牧师说
，I hope it gets.Nice and thundering and lightning.
我希望有很美的闪电和那个雷，那个打雷。
She said like that.
她很喜欢这些事。
But see, what I'm saying is,
我的意思
，when that lightning and thunder of the enemy comes,
当从魔鬼来的这个闪电雷鸣来到的时候
，just laugh at it.
来嘲笑他。
Just laugh at it.
就是来嘲笑他。
Because God is raising up a new standard in His house.
因为神已经把他的家提升到一个新的标准。
He's raising up an army that will not bend its knee.
神已经兴起一个军队是不会屈膝的。
He's raising up an army that will pass through all these storms.
神已经兴起一个军队是可以经过这一切暴风雨的。
So he's telling you, children of God.
所以神在给我们说话，神的孩子啊。
Be watchful and pray.
你们要警醒，要祷告。
See, Isaiah was called to be a watchman.
以赛亚被呼召做守望者。
In his day, he was a watchman in his day.
他在那个世代是守望者。
He says, "My Lord, I stand continually upon the watchtower in the daytime, and I set my ward every night, hope that the church will awaken from her slumber. It is time to wake up, take our watch and pray as Isaiah did." You can read it.
以赛亚就在神面前这样说：“说主啊，我 白昼站在守望台守望。
And the watchtower in the daytime.
我晚上来默想你的话语。
And I set my, I don't know, in Isaiah somewhere.
希望神的家警醒。
I'm set my word.
Hope that.
No, no, don't read that. Just this, up to you. I'm sorry, I didn't put the exact scripture down. But basically, what Isaiah was saying, he says, he was the watchtower. He was a man on the watch, and he's saying that you know I stay awake in day and night.
以赛亚在这里主要就是说，神设立我做守望者，所以我昼夜警醒守望。
And see, God is trying to bring the church up and say, "Don't be in a slumber. Wake up."
所以神对他的教会说，不要再昏睡了，要醒来。
It's time for the church to watch and pray.
是这个时候了，教会要起来警醒祷告。
You know, I looked at the word alert.
我就看这个词，就是警醒。
In French,
在法语里面这个词
，this is what it means.
是这个意思。
It means to be on watch. To be on a watchtower.
就是站在守望台上。
On a lookout.
在一个可以瞭望的一个地方。
To be instant in prayer. Instant in prayer.
持续的祷告。
Instant in prayer.
Instant in prayer. Like.
Instant in prayer.
Instant in prayer.
时刻在祷告。在时刻的祷告。
See, that's what God is saying to the church, be alert.
所以这就是神对教会说要警醒。
See, Paul said this.
所以保罗就说
I don't know how many of you have read in the management books, you know, there was a book that came out, One Minute Manager.
大家有多少人读过这个书，就是一分钟经理人。
They use that book quickly to make people into managers.
很多人用这本书来快速训练经理。
So Paul is saying in this time that we're living, we need to be one minute prayer warriors.
所以保罗在这里好像就在说，我们这个时代我们要成为一分钟的祷告者。
So we can rise up and do it quickly.
我们就可以快快的来兴起来来做。
The night is getting darker upon the church.
就是在教会就是夜更深了。
How many of you know about Paul Revere? You've heard his name, Paul Revere?
多少人知道 Paul Revere 这个名字？
You've heard him? You heard of him? Only Pastor Bernard.Oh, it's an American thing. Anyway, you know, he was like the watchman.
这个人就像一个守望者。
The story says that he went out in the middle of night when he saw trouble was coming. He went out in the middle of night, waking up everybody, say, wake up, trouble is coming.
当他看到有就是有事情发生的时候，他就会叫醒每个人说，起来，起来，发生一些事情了。
Because he knew the time of what was happening.
因为他知道发生事情这个时间。
So God is raising up you as cell group leaders and other leaders as sons of Issachar.
所以神就兴起我们这些小组的领袖要做
sons of Issachar.
Issachar, Issachar 的子孙
I know the word, but I don't know the meaning.
Oh, okay. So sons of Issachar.
做以撒家的子孙。
The sons of Issachar were those that knew the times of God.
以撒家的子孙是可以知道时间时期事情发生的。
And God wants you to know the times of God.
神也要让我们知道神的时间。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Are you getting anything out of this?
大家有没有领会一些东西？
Are you going to be better leaders for the Lord? No. Yes.
我们要做神国那个代祷的勇士吗？
Paul said in Romans 13, verse 11.
保罗在罗马书十三章十一节说
He said, "Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth."
再者，你们晓得现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候。
And also in 1 Peter 1:13.
彼得前书一章十三节。
Wherefore, grind up the loins, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
这里说，所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。
See, when we read the Word of God, we find that God is always instructing us to get ready for the action.
所以当我们读神的话的时候发现神经常来教导我们说我们要来预备好要来行动
So when we loosen our girdle, when we loosen our girdle,
当我们就是放松自己的时候,
it typifies that we take rest from preparation.
我们就好像没有在预备在休息。
And we lose the power that God has for us.
我们就失去了神要给我们的能力。
So you remember when the children of Israel were to be led out of Egypt from slavery, they were commanded to gird up, you know, to gird up their loins.
他们就被命令要束上腰带。
And they said, put on your shoes.
穿上鞋。
We're leaving.
我们要走了。
But they were not prepared to flee.
但是他们还没有预备好要离开。
Because they did not listen to the order.
因为他们没有听这个命令。
We're living in a time where God is saying, be alert.
我们现在这个时代，神跟我们说要警醒。
Church, I'm sorry to tell you this.
教会，真的我要告诉这个你这个。
If we miss this time of God's calling,
如果这一次我们错失神的呼召，
we will not have a second chance.
我们没有第二次的机会。
This is the end time.
已经是末世了。
We don't have many, many chances anymore.
我们不再有很多很多的机会了。
This is a serious call that God is making to the body of Christ.
这是神对于他的身体非常严肃的一个呼召。
We can't play games anymore.
我们不能再玩游戏。
Amen?
Amen.
So in this hour, the church is called to gird up herself with God with the whole word of truth.
所以这个时候教会被呼召要来以神所有的真理来束上作为腰带。
So that the church can be ready to protect the kingdom.
所以教会就能够预备好来保守来征战为神的国度。
See, God is asking you, just like my wife said, to seek him afresh.
所以神就像刚才师母讲的说要来新鲜的来寻求他。
So that you can be endowed with a mighty power for the end time.
所以你就会被赋予在末世的天国的权柄。
So because the darkness in the world is getting dark.
因为世界上的黑暗是越来越黑暗。
But the scripture tells us good news.
但是圣经告诉我们这个好消息。
That the light will get even brighter.
因为那个光明就会越来越明。
But it can't get brighter until we prepare ourselves.
但如果我们不预备自己，就没有办法越来越明亮。
With the light that we carry today.
就今天我们所有的这个亮光
I'm telling you, you won't be able to stand.
今天我们所拥有的亮光我告诉你你站不住站立不住的
How many of you experienced God in your life?
多少人在生命中经历过神
How many of you have an encounter with him?
多少人遇到过神
Couple of you
有几位
It's okay. I didn't see the Lord neither.
我也不是能够看见神
My first 20 years, 22 years with the Lord, I didn't see him. I was just like you, always wondering. I used to think these people that saw the Lord were special people. But as the hunger got into my heart for seeing the things of God, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God.And then all these things shall be added unto you.
其他这些事情都会加给你了。
And as my seeking for the kingdom got stronger,
当我对神的国的这种寻求越来越渴慕的时候
，And God started to come and visit me.
神就开始来造访我。
And encounters became frequent.
这种相遇就越来越经常。
God coming and teaching became like a usual thing.
神来教导我就是像一个常事了。
You know, God doesn't just, Jesus doesn't just show up every day. I don't see him every day.
神并不，耶稣并不是每天向我显现。
But when I am seeking for the truth,
但是当我寻求真理的时候，
when I want to know something about the kingdom that I don't understand,
当我真的想要明白天国的一些事情，我不明白的那些事情以后，
He will come and teach me.
神他就会来教导我。
He wants to do the same for you.
神也想在你们身上做这样的事情。
Amen.
Amen.
But you've got to hunger.
但是你真的是要渴慕。
You can't just come and just have church.
你不能只是来过个教会生活。
You can't just have a home fellowship.
你不是只有个家庭小组。
You can't just teach the lesson.
你不能只是来做点教导。
You can't just come and say to the pastor, I had 30 people in my home group today.
你不能只是跟牧师说我们的小组人还不错。
Next week I had 40 people in my home group.
下个星期我们有40个人。
The question that I would ask you is, how many children are being matured in your home group?
但是我会问大家有多少不成熟的神的儿女变成熟了
The Bible doesn't read that God the earth is awaiting for the number of children to be raised.
圣经里面不是说神只是在等他的子女的人数满足
It says that the earth moans and groans for the sons of God to mature.
神就说整个地都在叹息，就是希望神的儿女都能够成熟起来。
It's time for the church to mature.
是这个时候教会要成熟了。
Not just mature in the word.
不光是在道理话语上面成熟。
But mature in the kingdom realities.
但是在天国的这个实践中成熟。
This is the last season in the kingdom of God.
这是神的国的最后的季节了。
You might say, well, how do you know for sure that this is it?
你可能会问，你怎么那么确定的知道说就是最后的时间呢？
So if you're going to live 100 years,
如果你要活一百年，
and after 100 years you go to be with the Lord,
一百那个时间以后你会跟主在一起，
it is your last generation.
这还是你的这个世代。
You're not going to have a second chance.
你还是没有第二次机会，你这还是你唯一的机会。
I think I missed the point. You didn't get it.
我们是不是没有明白？
What I'm saying is this lifetime that you have,
就是我们所拥有的这一生。
This is your only lifetime to make a difference for the kingdom.
你只拥有这一生来为神的国来改变。
You're not going to get another chance.
你没有其他机会了。
So why waste time?
所以为什么要浪费时间呢？
You know, many people think that if I could just get to heaven,
有的人觉得只要我能够去天堂，
everything will be great.
什么事都很好。
Right?
是这样吗？
We are all waiting to get to heaven.
我们就是等着上天堂。
We are all getting to see him.
我们就是要等着见主。
Amen? You're not?
是这样吗？
Yes? Yes? Ask them yes or no.
是不是这样？是不是就是这样？
Yes, right?
是吗？
Oh, it's a trick question. Okay. We're all going to see the Lord one day, right?
当然我们有一天都会见主面。
Right?
是都要见主面。
But let me tell you a secret.
但是我告诉你一个秘密。
I was spending time with the Lord about 3 weeks ago.
三个星期前我在跟主同在的一段时间。
And all of a sudden, a great presence of the Lord came in my room.
突然神的同在非常就是强烈的来临到我的家。
I knew the Lord was there.
我知道神就在那里。
I didn't see him with my eyes.
我的眼睛没有看见。
I didn't see him with my spirit.
我灵里也没有看见。
But I knew he was there.
但是我知道神就在那里。
And I had this conversation.
我就跟神有这个对话。
I said, Lord, your presence is so beautiful right now.
我就说主啊，你的同在真是太美了现在。
I can just stay here for the rest of my life.
我就可以在这种光景中度过我的余生。
Almost like the disciples who went up to the Mount of Transfiguration, right?
就像两个门徒跟耶稣在变相山上的经历一样，对吗？
They said, let's just build 3 houses here and we'll capture Elijah and Moses and we'll just stay here.
他们说我们在这里就盖三座棚吧，一个为耶稣，一个为摩西，一个为以利亚，我们就待在这里吧。
So when I was talking to the Lord about his presence,
当我跟主说，哎呀，你的同在很美。
He said, my church feels that if they can only get to heaven,
主就说，我的教会感觉到如果他们能够到天堂去，
they will have no sin, no sickness, no disease.
那个时候他们就没有疾病、灾祸、痛苦。
He said they don't realize the reason in heaven these things are happening because I'm there.
但是他们没有意识到在天上没有这些事情是因为我在那里。
Because my presence is there.
因为我的同在在那里。
If my church can learn to live today in that presence.
但是如果我的教会的今天今世就在这里能够学习到活在我的同在中。
They'll never want to sin.
他们也不会再想要犯罪。
They'll never be sick.
不会再有疾病。
They'll never have a disease.
不会再有疾病。
That's the promise God says, I have given you divine health.
这是
I've given you divine health. Divine promise.
这是说神给我们神圣的应许。
We can live in divine health.
神圣的健康。他应许我们可以活在这种神圣的健康之中。
So what I'm saying to you is don't wait to experience heaven when you get there.
所以我们不要等着到天上的时候才去体验天堂。
You can experience heaven on earth here.
你们现在在地上就可以体验到天堂。
But you've got to have that desire and hunger.
但是你真的要有那种饥渴在你的心中。
Amen.
Amen.
See, we are in the hour of preparation.
所以我们现在在预备的时期。
The hour to seek the Lord till he comes.
来寻求神等直到他再来。
And when he comes,He says that righteousness will reign.
他说，当他再来的时候，公义就要掌权。
One of the principles that God is trying to teach us.
神要这里教导我们的一个原则就是
that He wants righteousness to be restored back on this earth.
他要公义在这个地上恢复。
And He wants to use each one of you.
他要使用我们每一位。
But first, we need to become the righteousness.
但首先我们要成为那个义的。
So that we can restore the righteousness.
我们才可以恢复那个义在地上。
Righteousness is going to be restored.
公义将被恢复。
He is trying to sanctify his body. Sanctify.
他要使他的身体成为圣洁。 成圣。
And he wants to bring you forth.
想要把我们继续往前带领。
And he's asking you to seek him again.
他要让我们再次来寻求他。
There's a call that is coming from heaven.
有一个从天上来的呼召。
And he's saying, come up here.
说到上到这里来。
Come up higher.
上到更高处来。
Because he's got things he wants to show you.
因为他在上面有些东西要指示你，显示给你。
So God is telling you three things, and I'm going to end with this.
所以神告诉我们三件事，我来拿这个结束。
He says, "Be watchful and vigilant in your prayer."
第一个是说要警醒，在我们的祷告当中。
Watchful and vigilant. Vigilant.
警醒的在祷告中警醒守望。
He says, "Gird up your mind with His word and the truth."
要用神的话语和真理约束我们的心思意念。
And seek him for a mighty presence.
第三个就是要寻求神大能的同在。
Because he wants to fill you with his spirit.
因为他要以他的圣灵来充满你。
So be alert.
所以真的要警醒。
Because the kingdom is at hand.
因为天国即将就来临了。
See, the kingdom has always been in you when you accepted the Lord.
你看，当我们接受耶稣的时候，天国就已经进到你心中了。
But he's asking you to bring it to life.
但是他神说要我们把天国要带出来。
Amen.
Amen.
So our responsibility is what?
所以我们的职责是什么？
We are called for a time such as this.
我们被呼召就是为了现今的这个时代。
To defend the kingdom of God.
来为主的国征战。
And to restore the kingdom of God.
来恢复神的国。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Pastor.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.